nil desperandum," said Carrot, cheerfully. "Come, Constable Angua, let us proceed upon our inquiries." He proceeded off, with Flannel staring at them with his mouth open. "Don't forget my $25," he shouted.
"Aren't you going to chase the man?" said Angua, running to keep up.
"No point," said Carrot, stepping sideways into an alley that was so narrow as to be barely visible. He strolled between the damp moss-grown walls in deep shadow. "Interesting thing," he said. "I bet there's not many people know that you can get to Zephyr Street from Broadway. You ask anyone, they'll say you can't get out of the other end of Shirt Alley. But you can, because all you do, you go up Mormius Street, and then you can squeeze between these bollards here into Borborygmic Lane. Good, aren't they? Very good iron. And here we are in Whilom Alley." He wandered to the end of the alley and stood listening for a while.
"What are we waiting for?" said Angua.
There was the sound of running feet. Carrot leaned against the wall and stuck out one arm into Zephyr Street. There was a thud. Carrot's arm didn't move an inch. It must have been like running into a girder. They looked down at the unconscious figure. Silver dollars rolled across the floor.
"Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear," said Carrot.
"Poor old Heron now. He promised me he was going to give it up to. Oh well." He picked up a leg. "How much money?" he said.
"Looks like $3, said Angua.
"Well done, the exact amount."
"No, the shopkeeper said...
Come on, back to the watch house. Come on, Heron, now, it's your lucky day."
"Why is it his lucky day?" said Angua. "He was caught, wasn't he?"
"Yes, by us. Thieves Guild didn't get him first. They aren't so kind as us." Heron now's head bounced from cobblestone to cobblestone. "Pinching $3 and then trotting straight home," sighed Carrot. "That's here and now, worst thief in the world."
"But you said Thieves Guild..."
"When you've been here a while, you'll understand how it all works," said Carrot. Here and now's head banged on the curb. "Eventually," Carrot added. "But it all does work. You'd be amazed. It all works. I wish it didn't, but it does." While here and now was being mildly concussed on the way to the safety of the Watcher's jail, a clown was being killed. He was ambling along an alley with the assurance of one who was fully paid up this year with the Thieves Guild when a hooded figure stepped out in front of him.
"Bino?" "Oh, hello. It's Edward, right?"
The figure hesitated.
"I was just going back to the Guild," said Bino.
The hooded figure nodded.
Are you okay?" said Bino.
"I'm sorry about this, it said, "but it is for the good of the city. It is nothing personal. He stepped behind the clown. Bino felt a crunch, and then his own personal internal universe switched off. Then he sat up.
"Ow," he said. "That hurt."
But it didn't. Edward de Eth was looking down at him with a horrified expression.
"Oh! Oh, I didn't mean to hit you that hard. I only wanted you out of the way."
"Why do you have to hit me at all?"
And then the feeling stole over Bino that Edward wasn't exactly looking at him, and certainly wasn't talking to him. He glanced at the ground and experienced that peculiar sensation known only to the recently dead. Horror at what you see lying in front of you, followed by the nagging question, "So who's doing the looking?"
"Knock, knock."
He looked up.
"Who's there?"
"Death."
"Death who?"
There was a chill in the air. Bino waited. Edward was frantically patting his face. Well, what until recently had been his face.
"I wonder, can we start again? I don't seem to have the hang of this."
"Sorry?"
said Bino.
"I'm so sorry," moaned Edward. "I meant it for the best.
Bino watched his murderer drag his... the body away.
"Nothing personal, he said. "I'm glad it wasn't anything personal. I should hate to think I've just been killed because it was personal."
"It's just that it has been suggested that I should be more of a people person."
"I mean, why? I thought we were getting on really well. It's very hard to make friends in my job. In your job too, I suppose."
"Break it to them gently, as it were."
"One minute walking along, the next minute dead. Why?"